When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
New for 2028 in Los Angeles, but not new to the Olympics. One of the oldest Olympic sports is returning to the Games in 4 years' time, and it's good news for Team GB. I'm John.
And I'm Michael, and this is Great British Bosses from Anything But Footy, where we speak to the men and women who run sport in this country. And we continue this latest run with a business leader who's now in charge of helping get the British team to LA.
Yeah, thanks for having me, both John, Michael. Real pleasure to be here on your platform. So my name is Leslie Rance. I'm the independent chair of British Lacrosse.
Leslie, to kick off with, how important is it that lacrosse is back in the Olympics?
No, it's monumental. It's been over half a century since the sport was in the Olympics. So well before my time and any of the current players' time, let alone the coaches. So it's a real big opportunity for us. It's hugely inspiring, and we want to make the most of it.
And we're pretty good at it, aren't we? I said it was good news for Team GB in the intro. We're pretty good at it.
Yeah, we are. We are. You know, both our men and women are ranked fourth in the world in the sixes format of the game, which is the format that's going to be the Olympic format. You've got field and box lacrosse. But sixes is a lot more exciting. It's on a smaller footprint, a faster game. And we've done well on it so far. But now's the opportunity for us to showcase that at the pinnacle of the sport, the Olympics.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what does lacrosse at the Olympic Games look like? What will the format be? There will, as you say, there'll be men's and women's competitions. But what can you tell people about how it will unfold during the Games?
Yeah. So there's a lot more that we still need to know, but what we do know is that it is the sixes format. It's going to be in Los Angeles 2028. We anticipate somewhere between eight or also team six or eight teams. That's still to be settled. We don't yet know what the qualification route is going to be. It might be continental, or it might be on the back of, for us, one of the home nations qualifying on behalf of Great Britain. So there's still a lot that we still need to know. We'll get to know that perhaps later on in 2025, particularly the qualification route.
And a lot of people will know lacrosse potentially from playing at school or playing with their clubs, but what can you tell us about how the actual matches will unfold? Is it halves? How long are the matches? Is it going to be a quick format?
Yeah, it is going to be the quick. It is going to be the quick format. And so, you know, that is the sixes game. The sixes format is pretty new to lacrosse as well. And that was brought out by World Lacrosse. We played in the sixes format at the World Games in Alabama 2022, where we did well. So some of the rules are also still being settled. You know, maybe a few of those could shift before we get to the Olympics.
You said it was monumental, Leslie. How much work was did it involve to get to this point? Or is it as simple as the USA are brilliant at lacrosse, so they were always going to have lacrosse in the Olympics?
No, and I, you know, I've only been in the in lacrosse now for about a year. Yeah. But I can tell you that the men and women behind the sport, the players, the coaches, but particularly the administrators, have been lobbying very hard to get lacrosse back into the Olympics. Yeah, you're right. You know, where else to make a re-entry for lacrosse but in one of the nations where lacrosse is huge, and it is as huge in the US. And so if we had an opportunity to get back, it would have to have been when the Olympics was back in the US, where certainly, you know, the footprint is big, the crowds are going to be big. And so we're glad that it's coming back there in the US. And then we're hoping that come Brisbane, you know, Australia is also big in lacrosse, that it will continue there. But we'll see how we fare come 2028.
I was going to ask you that because there was some criticism that, say, for example, in Paris this year, breaking is an Olympic sport, but then it won't be in LA. So lacrosse could be in LA. Well, it's going to be in LA, but it might not be in Brisbane. Is that a good thing that sports are coming in and out of the Olympics? Does it keep it more relevant? Does it make it more wider from you, from a sporting point of view? Or would you like to be, well, no, we're now an Olympic sport and we're sticking with it?
Yeah, I think definitely the latter. You know, you want to build that as the pinnacle of the sport and know that that's going to be true for a long time to come. But there's also a lot of infrastructure that you want to build around Olympic capability, and you don't want to not have to need that post an Olympics. And so, yes, you know, for sure, we would prefer the latter. But I think also we've got to demonstrate to the Olympic movement that we are a really exciting game, that fans want to come and watch this. And then that there's sustainability in the game as well. And so, you know, we've got a lot to prove as well to get us that seat continuously.
You're the chair of British Lacrosse. Tell us a bit about that organisation and how, I'm presuming, it has had to change or has to change now that the Olympics are a real thing for you.
Well, you know, we've just been in growth mode ever since we got started, and that's 2020. So it's a pretty young organization. It's the national coordinating body for lacrosse, but the sixes format. So we just focus where lacrosse comes together in multi-sport events like the World Games and like the Olympics. And the multi-sport events are all sixes format. So that's kind of where we focus. It's the coordinating body for England lacrosse, Wales lacrosse, and Lacrosse Scotland. So the three home nations form Lacrosse GB. And, you know, I say we've been in growth mode because we've been creating the organization. This has really catapulted us now into the stratosphere. There's an incredible amount of work that we've got to do now. A big part of that is on the governance side. A significant part of that also is around fundraising and getting us the right type of resources to put around our players, the coaches, the performance folk that we need to have to give the men and women a real shot at not only qualifying, but actually ending up on the podium come 2028. So yes, you know, it's I think also the visibility, which is fantastic for the sport, has also just increased exponentially. And that's what we've wanted. We've wanted people to get to know and understand the sport. And again, thanks to you on shining a spotlight on this. But with that also comes a lot of hard work behind the scenes, but we're all up for it. This is what we signed up for, and we're happy to do it.
We've obviously featured a number of individuals, a number of organizations on Great British Bosses, and I think of British Cycling, they're in their multi-million pound velodrome, their HQ. British Athletics, the new Alexander Stadium in Birmingham. Then I went to see GB Skateboarding at the start of their journey, and they were in the chief executive's back bedroom. Where are you as an organisation at the minute in terms of that size and structure? Is it you and how many others?
I was going to say almost outside of the bedroom and between outside of the bedroom and the velodrome. Yeah. So We don't have a lot of infrastructure, to be frank. And that is what actually makes our performances much more remarkable. I'm in huge admiration of the men and women that play the sport, the fact that they've got us fourth seeded around the world with very little infrastructure. We have the home nations, and England lacrosse is significantly bigger than Wales lacrosse and lacrosse Scotland. But having said that, at the national level, we still really are trying to build out that capability. So we don't have a lot of resources to meet as frequently to get to all of the games. Most of the players actually pay their own way to get to some of these international competitions. And those are some of the things that we want to remedy. So yeah, really early days for us on that front, notwithstanding the fact that the sport's been around for a while, eh?
Leslie, you mentioned as well about bringing the home nations together, and that may be how you qualify for the Olympics, the performance of England lacrosse or Scotland lacrosse or Wales lacrosse. One of the reasons why we set up Great British Bosses was to speak to the people behind the scenes, because we think that the English, Scottish, Welsh, British system is one of the most complicated in the world. How do you bring different nations together for one new nation, as you say?
Well, I must say, so firstly, I came in as an independent chair, and they were specifically looking for an independent voice to chair the board. So I don't come from the sport. I come from, as you said, business, and I dabbled in journalism, out in Africa across a number of sports, and football was one of them. But what I thought might have been a challenge was bringing together these three home nations. But I've been pleasantly surprised that we've managed to rally around, particularly our Olympic vision. So early this year, we, together with the home nations, signed what we call our Olympic sports framework. And that gives absolute clarity across all of the home nations with us as Great Britain lacrosse, on how we're going to come together to be successful at the Olympics. And in there are all sorts of priorities. How do we resolve, for example, conflicts between needing to train and or play games in a particular home nation versus needing the same players to be available to train and be ready for a Great Britain opportunity? That's all resolved in our framework. And I must also give credit to some folk who helped us, who've, for example, pulled together a similar framework in hockey and also have been involved in football. So I tell you, if it wasn't for some of those insights, it might have been a lot more difficult for us to navigate the different pieces to say, how do we come together? But so we're on a very good footing right now, and a good basis to go forward.
I mean, that's great to hear, because we've often said, wouldn't it be great if everyone could share their knowledge? So hockey can share with football, and we know cricket is going to come in for LA 28. The ECB
Yes.
runs cricket in this country, but then there's Scotland cricket. But it sounds like you guys are already working together.
Yes, we've done that, and that's really great. But also, what it's allowed us to do is to talk to the rest of the world and say, "Hey, I know you might not quite understand how we structured down here." When people say Britain, well, who exactly are you talking about? And, well, this is who we are, and this is how we want to be understood. Now, we've got, for example, what we prefer as the qualification route, but that might not be what the IOC and World Lacrosse come back to us with. But at least we've already been able to make representations to World Lacrosse and say, this is how we organize, and this is how we would like to qualify. And that helps a lot. But as you say, again, it's good that we're sharing some of that information. And if anybody wants to talk to us as well, who's struggling with that, we're happy to assist.
And I guess as well, you can lean on some of those sports, relatively new sports. I'm thinking things like triathlon and taekwondo that have only been on their Olympic journey 10, 20 years. Do you get round the table and look at the way they have created successful programs from scratch?
We're trying to learn as much as possible from as many people as possible. And part of that also, on our board, we now have some folk who've had experiences in different sports. So we have folk from British shooting, we have people from sailing, we have people who've had different Olympic experiences. But the more and more we get connected in the industry, call it the industry, the more and more, we reach out to our colleagues. So this past week, for example, we were out at the British Olympic Association's offices, as some of the new sports. So as you do, you trade business cards, and we're going to get on the blower and talk to some of our colleagues. But yeah, we have to do that, and also because we don't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time between now and actually getting through qualifications and getting ready. 2028 creeps on you pretty quickly, and so we're very keen to take some shortcuts and grab as much learning as possible on the way there.
You mentioned earlier that some of your players pay their own way to tournaments. Can you make a living playing lacrosse? I'm guessing not in this country.
No, not in this country, not in most countries, to be honest. Although in the US, there's quite a number of full-time professional lacrosse players. And that's the dream. We really want to get to that place. But realistically, unlikely to happen anytime soon. What would be ideal is, say, before 2028, 2 years out before 2028, that we have enough resources that we'd be able to say to our men's and women's teams, folks, we need you a lot more present. Have negotiations with your companies, see if they can release you for a block of 24 months. And by the way, we've got enough resources to remunerate you to a particular level. That would be ideal, because I suspect the bigger nations like the US are going, they're already doing that. They've got some of their players already full time, and that's our competition. But not at the moment. So you can imagine some of these men and women coming from work, saving that money. They've got families to look after, but they can still make time both physically and what have you to play lacrosse, but also spend the money to get across to Portugal, to get across to Hong Kong, and we're hoping to get across to the US this year. And we've now built out our board, and we've got some folk. We're going to be looking at things like commercial sponsorships, fundraising, sports governance, and a few other things, but really around sports sponsorships and fundraising. We're hoping to be able to alleviate some of that pressure on the players. And it might not happen as quickly as we wanted to, but at least we've got some folk who can help us on that now.
This is Great British Bosses from Anything But Footy. We're talking to Leslie Rance, the chair of British Lacrosse, partner at the strategy consulting firm, 25 years of leadership experience from FTSE 100 firms. It's quite a career. How did you get to being chair of British Lacrosse?
Post my corporate career, part of what I do these days is, as you've said, a partner at strategy consulting firm Mind of the Fox, but also I'm an advisor on a couple of businesses. And at this stage of my career, I wanted to do some interesting things. So I sit on a couple of boards as a non-executive, and I was looking for an opportunity to chair a board. I saw this opportunity, and I thought, well, if they're looking for somebody independent, you don't get as independent as me. I'm not from the United Kingdom, although I've lived out here now 6 years out in Scotland and 6 years out in England, and I've never played the sport. So, I went through a competitive process, and I was pleasantly surprised that apparently it's me they were looking for.
Does it matter that you haven't played it?
No, not at all. There's people around the boardroom table that have. There's a lot of depth within the home nations around that. So there's enough people to tell us, how the game should be played and all of that. They're really looking for the alternative voices around. So how do we make this model sustainable? How do we reach new players, new voices in the sport? And so around the board, we've got folk from that handle things like marketing and communications. We've brought in some people now who've got strong journalism backgrounds who are going to help us with media engagement. We have people who have Olympic experiences that have nothing to do with lacrosse, but different sports Olympic experiences, and people who are really strong on sports governance and performance. And so, yeah, I'm not the only one who doesn't come from the sport, but we do have enough voices from the sport. And I think they also got a little tired of talking to themselves and wanted to talk to some other folk, I say in jest.
Will you make sure your marketing and communications people have got us on your mailing list? We are here to support you on your journey to Los Angeles and hopefully beyond. You said obviously you were looking to chair a board, but what was the attraction with with applying and seeing the opportunity at lacrosse? What was it about that one that you thought, you know, I really want to go for that?
Well, look, I really am a sucker for new, different challenges. I like to learn different things. And I thought, wow, I can see that this would be out of my comfort zone. This would be something that would be really challenging and stretching. But it's also something that I think is meaningful. And I want to do meaningful things in all of my engagements. I love the fact that this, you know, has huge health angles. In young men and women being concerned about their well-being, getting out there, exercising, inspiring other people. You know, a lot of leadership actually starts off in places like this, in these vocational things, you know, the sports field and what have you. So a lot of the leadership that I learned in business, I could have taken a lot of cues from just, you know, having been on the sports field. So there was a lot of that attraction. And as I say, just to learn something different and work with different people and also hopefully make a little contribution in this country that's hosting me right now.
Is there a leader you admire, whether that's from business or in sport maybe?
Oh, I have lots of leaders that I've come across that I've admired. But I generally go to leaders who lead from a values-based perspective. So I'm less concerned about their results, but I'm more concerned about those that are convicted about what it is that they do. They lead with passion and are interested in the betterment of their vocation or what have you with others. And so clearly I would be inspired by people like Nelson Mandela, you know, and you could see against all odds, he had this vision for the country. And South Africa's home for me. And you can see how that changed the lot of a lot of people. So yeah, you know, I can name many people in business and they've done impressive things, but I'm more driven by people who lead from a values-based perspective.
Well, Leslie, we appreciate you filling us in on everything lacrosse and Olympics. I've written down the words six format because I had no idea that was the sport that you were played. So we're already ahead of the game, ahead of LA 2028. Final question. Yes. What's top of your list? What's the one thing that as chair of British lacrosse you've got to achieve, say, in the next 12 months?
In the next 12 months, we've got to get our organization to enable our teams to get as much competitive games as possible with our more formidable competitors. So we've done very well in Hong Kong, and there was some really good competition there. We did very well recently at Eurolex in Portugal. So we finished top of the league in Hong Kong. We finished top of the league out in Portugal. But we really are quite keen to meet the Americans. We're quite keen to meet the Canadians. We're quite keen to meet the Australians. And we've got to try and find a way to see them at least within the next 12 to 24 months for sure. But we also need to build out as much infrastructure as we can within that period to support them. That's where my focus is.
Well, we wish you all the best for that. And hopefully we'll see some of that international lacrosse in this country as well over the coming months and years. Leslie Barnes, Chair of British Lacrosse. Thank you so much for talking to Great British Bosses from Anything But Footy.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks, John. Thanks, Michael. It's been wonderful.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.